This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to high school basketball. The 2010-2011 season has arrived for girls class 1A and 2A schools across the state of Illinois. I'm Terry Tote as we come to you from Nokomis High School this evening, where tonight in the traditional opener here on WSMI FM 106, the Litchfield Lady Panthers take on the Lady Redskins of Nokomis. Of course, the Purple Panthers coming off a pretty good season last year. Nokomis coming off a so-so season last year, trying to build some momentum back into this program. And these two teams meet here on opening night. In fact, this is the first game of a doubleheader we have for you tonight. Game number two this evening will be the Hillsboro Hilltoppers playing host to the Staunton Lady Bulldogs in what could prove to be a very good matchup here in the early part of this 2010-2011 campaign. I'm Terry Tote, coming to you from Nokomis High School. Tom Williams producing our broadcast tonight. Tim Mize will be along with our second game here this evening on FM 106. First things first, let's take care of a little business. Our coverage from Nokomis continues in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call, and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment, or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
The First National Bank of Raymond has been a proud partner in the success stories of our area farmers and small business owners for over 100 years. You have a business to run, and we have money to lend. Contact us today at 229-3701 in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, or Morrisonville. First National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Shine Shop in Litchfield, Auto Cleanup with a Difference, Garrow's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, the Verdon Dairy Queen, Young's Roofing in Litchfield, Nokomis Tire and Auto Repair, Baker Custom Homes and Building in Litchfield, and by Farmers Pellet Company in Farmersville.
WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Back at Nokomis High School as we get ready for game number one of this 2010-2011 campaign. We'll have some 40 to 50 high school regular season broadcasts for you here on WSMI FM 106. And, of course, we'll also have coverage from the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament, the Macoupin County Tournament, the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, and postseason tournament play along the way here in this 2010-2011 campaign. The Redskins are coached by Rochelle McDowell, assisted by Bonnie Brownback. A very quick look at their starting lineup tonight. Michelle Alexander, a 5'3 senior. Allie Spinner, a 5'6 junior. Ellie Riggs, a 5'5 senior. Nikki Finn, a 5'6 junior. And Lexi Waterman, a 5'1 junior for the Lady Redskins, who don't have a whole lot of size and really only seven on the varsity roster to start off this campaign. For the Purple Panthers, coached by Bob Allen and Rob Corso, Rachel Yeager, a 5'6 senior, gets the start along with Whitney Anglin, a 5'6 junior, Morgan Painter, a 5'7 senior, and a couple of terrific players that can play inside, play outside, Kelsey Going, a 6-foot junior, and Shelby Smith, a 5'10 junior. So the Panthers go with Yeager, Anglin, Painter, Going, and Smith. The Redskins go with Alexander, Spinner, Riggs, Finn, and Waterman. We'll take another break. Come back with more from Nokomis right after these messages.
All Jets Automotive has been serving the area for 61 years, and they've been in Staunton for 22 years. This is the consistency of service and quality that you need to keep your vehicles in top condition. All Jets Automotive has tires and full-service shops. The Dorsey location even has collision repair. Call All Jets today.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone, even if you're just a Sunday golfer. Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Glazer with Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield. Chiropractic care, plus our massage therapist, Teresa Luck, can help treat sports injuries. Find out how chiropractic can help you stay in the game. Call us at Health First Chiropractic in Litchfield at 324-7770.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
Hi, this is Big Edward Wernstein. It's a beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnarvonville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernstein's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnarvonville.
There's nothing better than a competitive game played by our local teams. You'll also find nothing better than the quality banking services you receive at Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
You're listening to America's high school sports leader, WSMI.
Well, we're getting ready for high school basketball here on this Tuesday evening as the Lady Redskins of Nokomis will entertain the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll get ready for the starting lineups, and we'll talk about what's coming up the rest of this week here on FM 106, and we'll do that right after these messages.
There's never been a better time to make your building dream a reality. Morton Buildings, the leader in post-frame construction, is offering special off-season discount pricing on all buildings. From horse barns and hobby shops to commercial projects and storage buildings, Morton has the building you want and need. For more information, call your local Morton Buildings office in Litchfield or visit mortonbuildings.com.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
Hi, this is Brad Voll with Shipman Elevator Company. We now have the ability for on-the-farm contact to address all of your grain marketing needs. Call us with any questions or to set up an appointment at 618-729-9009. 618-729-9009.
Building or remodeling a home? For interior wood products from doors to hardwood floors, choose Wills Milling and Hardwoods of Carlinville. See their big showroom and choose from custom-made cabinetry or cabinets from Haas or Dura Supreme and find a huge display of interior door styles. And everything is offered pre-finished. Call 854-9056 for info or directions or visit willsmilling.com.
It's football season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home.
WSMI, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, coming up Thursday night here on FM 106, we'll have the Coach Ron Zook Show. And it'll be a different start time for the coaches' show this week. The show will start exactly at 7 o'clock instead of 7:05, and it'll be a short program, only 29 minutes long, as the Fighting Illini men's basketball team will be taking on Texas from Madison Square Garden as part of a Stand Up to Cancer tournament or basketball games that they put together every year at the Madison Square Garden. So the Ron Zook Show, 7 o'clock to about 7:30 Thursday night, and then the Illinois-Texas game coming up at 7:30 on FM 106. And then, depending on whether the Illini win or lose, they will play Pittsburgh or Maryland. And if they lose on Thursday night, they'll play at 3:30 in the afternoon on Friday. And if they win, they'll play at 5:30 on Friday afternoon. And those games can be heard on WSMI FM 106. Of course, Sports Saturday morning at 9:05 on FM 106. We'll be talking with Coach Bob Allen from Litchfield. Of course, the Litchfield tournament coming up next week at Simmons Gymnasium. We'll be talking about the teams involved there. I see Athens is back into that tournament. I think Athens was one of the original schools in the tournament a few years ago. And then we'll have the Illinois Northwestern football game from Wrigley Field in Chicago. And pregame coverage will begin 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon on WSMI FM 106. And, of course, for all of our sports broadcasting plans, you can go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. Well, in the junior varsity game completed just moments ago, Litchfield defeated Nokomis 46-21. Purple Panthers, the visiting team in their road uniforms, the black trimmed out in the purple and the white. And the Lady Redskins in their home white uniforms trimmed out in the crimson and black. And to jump center be Kelsey going for Litchfield as the Lady Panthers will be moving from our left to our right here in this first half of play. Limey Nargelinas ready to step in and toss the basketball. And jumping center will be Allie Spinner for Nokomis. Spinner at 5'6", going at 6 foot. Obviously the advantage, and the Lady Panthers have the tip, and we are off to the races in this 2010-2011 season. Here's Anglin out front, back around to the corner. Now the ball tipped out. Michelle Alexander gives chase, and the Lady Redskins' Alexander cannot catch up to it. And the Lady Panthers will inbound the basketball in the backcourt. As Anglin will bring it into the front court. She's at the top of the key. Rachel Yeager, left side, down into the corner. A long pass back out front to Painter. Morgan's going to fire the three ball, and it's good. Morgan Painter gets the Lady Panthers on the board, 3-0. We've played a half minute here in the opening quarter, and here come the Lady Panthers with the press. Lady Redskins get the ball into the front court as Alexander has it out front. Off to the left side of the key. Into the corner to Nikki Finn. Feeds underneath. And a shot from Allie Spinner off the glass doesn't go. Ellie Riggs tries for the rebound, can't hold on to it. And here comes Anglin for Litchfield. Out to Yeager, back to Anglin, and the Lady Panthers lob down low to Kelsey going. He puts up the shot in the paint. Didn't get it to fall, but she gets fouled, and she'll be at the line for a couple. And the foul that time on Ellie Spinner of Nokomis, her first, team's first. And this will put Kelsey going at the line to shoot two for the Lady Panthers. And the first free throw attempt of the year is good. And the Panthers have a 4-0 lead. Here comes McKaylin Ishmael, a 5'9 sophomore in, replacing Allie Spinner for Nokomis. And the second free throw is right on the money. And Kelsey Going has spotted the Lady Panthers to a 5-0 lead. Ball comes into Ishmael in the backcourt. She's double-teamed now to Nikki Finn, and she is fouled by Whitney Anglin. And Anglin will pick up her first personal foul, first team foul for the Purple Panthers. Out of bounds for the Lady Redskins in the backcourt. As the press is still on, ball comes in to Lexi Waterman. A long pass into the front court to Alexander. Back across to Finn. Bounce pass to Ishmael on the baseline. Her shot is from right underneath and touches the bottom of the net. 5-2, and a quick pass down the lane. Layup no good by Kelsey Going of Litchfield. And back come the Lady Redskins, who trail 5-2, 6:44 to go. Here's a three for the tie by Alexander from the wing. No good. Waterman, the shortest player out there with the rebound, puts it back up. It's knocked away. Here come the Lady Panthers with it. And Morgan Painter into the front court. Out to Whitney Anglin. Anglin near the top of the key. Off to the left side to Yeager. Rachel looks for a cutter along the baseline. There's going, or not going, but Painter gives it back out to Yeager. Top of the key to Anglin. Now to the free throw line area to Smith. The ball knocked away. That's the first turnover of the night. And back come the Redskins, who trail 5-2 with a little over 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. There's Michelle Alexander at the top of the key, driving down the lane, takes the ball in, banks it off the glass and in. Alexander with her first bucket tonight. A nice play. And a 5-4 lead for Litchfield. Yeager for three for the Lady Panthers. No good. Rebound by Painter in the lane. Drops it back out to Yeager, and the Panthers reset. Comas in that 1-2-2 zone. Here's a pass inside the lane. The shot by Shelby Smith. No good. Shelby tries to keep the ball in play but cannot, and it's out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lady Redskins. 5:37 to go in the opening quarter, opening night. Another girls' basketball season here on FM 106. Into the front court comes the pass to Alexander. Knocked out of bounds by Kelsey Going. Lady Redskins will get it along the sidelines on their end of the floor. 5.5 to go opening quarter. Litchfield with a 5-4 lead. Nokomis in town the ball. Here's Waterman from the right elbow. Her shot no good. Rebound McKaylin Ishmael. Out to Nikki Finn. Jump ball. She got tied up in there by Morgan Painter. The ball will belong to Nokomis. On their own baseline. Now the Litchfield girls thought it was going to be their ball. It's going to belong to Nokomis because Litchfield got the tip to start the ball game. So here we go. As Alexander, the trigger man, looking into Nikki Finn from the baseline. Her jumper doesn't go. Ellie Riggs on the save, and now the ball batted around on the baseline, and coming up with it is Litchfield. The first turnover by the Redskins, a long pass down the floor to Anglin, and Whitney couldn't control it. Her momentum taking her out of bounds, and that's the second turnover against the Panthers tonight. Well, a few butterflies, no doubt, here on opening night. The Litchfield crew should be in for a pretty good season, one would think, this year. A lot of people back. And here's a steal by Shelby Smith. Drives the baseline. Lost the ball, so the team's trade turnovers. Nokomis with the basketball into the front court. Alexander back out front. Finn from the left elbow. The shot is no good. Ellie Riggs on the rebound into the corner. Back out to Nikki Finn. Cross court. Alexander just inside the arc. Banks it off the glass. No good. Riggs the rebound. Has it stripped away by Shelby Smith. Here comes the outlet pass to Painter. Morgan down the lane. Puts it up and is fouled by Michelle Alexander. Alexander's first, team second. A 5-4 lead for the Purple Panthers. 4:41 to go in the opening quarter, and at the charity stripe will be Morgan Painter to shoot two for Litchfield. First toss is off the back of the rim, off the side of the rim, and out. Here comes Allie Spinner in. Marina Dodson, a 5'11 junior, in. Ellie Riggs is out. Nikki Finn out for Nokomis. Only seven players on the varsity roster coming into the game tonight for Nokomis. Next toss is no good by Painter. The ball tipped out front. Alexander comes out with it for Nokomis. Goes in for the left-handed layup and missed it. Rebound pulled down and put back up by Allie Spinner. And Allie draws the foul. She'll be at the line for a couple. And the foul against the Purple Panthers goes against Morgan Painter. Her first, team second. And Spinner will be at the line to shoot two. And now timeout on the floor. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Litchfield leads 5-4. Back with more right after these messages.
Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency in Litchfield offers the coverage you need for auto, home, life, health, farm, and commercial. And if you ever need to make a claim, you can count on Roy and all the folks at the Simmermaker Agency to do things right. For a free quote, call or stop by the Roy A. Simmermaker Insurance Agency, 301 North Monroe in Litchfield.
Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop has a crew cab rollback. When you're stranded out on the highway, Kurt can transport your car and your family. When you need a tow or machine shop services, remember Kurt's 24-hour towing and machine shop in Litchfield. Call 324-2400.
This is WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Now, Allie Spinner lining up to take a couple of free throws for Nokomis. And the first toss is around and in. And that ties the game at a nickel's worth apiece. 4.5 to go, opening quarter. And the next toss by Allie, the 5'6 junior, is an air ball. So that's a violation, and the ball will go back to Litchfield. Game number two tonight here on FM 106. Staunton at Hillsboro. Tim Mize will have a call on that one coming up right after the conclusion of this broadcast tonight. Panthers break the press. There's Jaeger into the front court, out front. To Anglin. Anglin working against Lexi Waterman out at the top of the key. Anglin around to the right side, into the corner to Smith. Back out front to Jaeger on the left side. Back to Anglin at the point. Shelby Smith, free throw line, off on the wing. Painter for three, no good. Rebound weak side. Going, the putback blocked. Somebody may have gotten a hand on it. And the Redskins come up with it. They push it into the front court. We're tied at five. With about 4 minutes to go, opening quarter. Here's Alexander from the free throw line. And a hand check foul called against the Purple Panthers. It'll be out of bounds for Nokomis. The foul that time on Whitney Anglin, her second, team's third. Quickly off the bench, replacing Anglin will be Amanda Nevins, a 5'5 freshman. And this kid's going to be a heck of a ball player for the Purple Panthers. He's on that eighth grade team that went to state last year in middle school. So the Skins will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Waterman for the three. It's short. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Allie Spinner. Back out to Waterman. Skins reset. We're tied at five. 3:50 to go first quarter. Nokomis. And the give and go to Spinner. Or from Alexander back to Waterman. And Waterman had the ball knocked out of bounds. She drove along the baseline. It's going to belong to Nokomis right in front of the Litchfield bench. And Ellie Riggs will be the trigger man. Well, looking. Comes in to Alexander. Michelle outside the arc, left side to the edge of the lane. Dumps it out front to Spinner. Around to Waterman. 4-3 for the lead. No good. Big battle for the rebound. Pulled down by Kelsey going for Litchfield. Off to Rachel Yeager into the front court. There's Amanda Nevins, the freshman, off to the right side. A bounce pass to the corner. They feed underneath the painter. Now inside the lane. To going. They kick it back out. Yeager for three. No good. Going to put back on the rebound. It's good. Kelsey going a great job of rebounding inside. 4 points for Kelsey and a 7-5 lead for Litchfield. Now blocking foul in the backcourt against Litchfield. We'll put the ball out of bounds for Nokomis. Now that time is on Amanda Nevins, her first team's fourth. 3:09 to go, opening quarter. Litchfield with a 2-point lead. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Lexi Waterman into the front court to Ellie Riggs. Out front to Ishmael. Off on the wing to Alexander for three. Good! Michelle fouled and a chance for one of those rare 4-point plays. And the foul that time called on Amanda Nevins, her second, team's fifth. Alexander with the three ball has 5 points on the night, and Nokomis takes an 8-7 lead. As Nevins is out, Painter is out. Taylor Niehaus, a 5'6 sophomore in for Litchfield. Along with Stephanie Luttrell, a 5'6 senior. Free throw on the 4-point attempt by Alexander, no good. And now Riggs steals the ball. Back to Alexander. Waterman back to Michelle Alexander. Down the lane. Bounce pass to Riggs. Ellie off the glass. Good! Good ball movement by the Lady Redskins. Ellie Riggs, first bucket of the night. 10-7 lead for Nokomis. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Lady Panthers with the basketball into the front court to Niehaus. Taylor, he's a 5'6 sophomore, around to the right side, to the free throw line. On to the corner, a 3-point shot from Luttrell, no good. It was an air ball, and Redskins come up with it. Here's Waterman, double teamed in the backcourt, lost the basketball, and we're going to have a violation or a foul. A pushing foul against Lexi Waterman as the ball popped loose. Waterman on the foul, her first of the night. Third team foul for Nokomis. Third turnover of the night for Nokomis. Waterman is out. Ishmael out. Dodson is back in. Finn back in for Nokomis. Lady Panthers with the ball trailing by a three spot with 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Niehaus around to the right side. Now they feed it back on the baseline to Kelsey going on the left baseline. And now a foul, a pushing foul called against Litchfield. This one might be ongoing. It's going to be on Smith. Shelby Smith, her first, team six. 2:12 to go, opening quarter on the next foul by Litchfield. Lady Redskins will be in the bonus. Skins lead this one 10-7 here in the opening quarter. And now the Purple Panthers force the turnover. Here's a steal by Shelby Smith. Smith goes in driving down the lane and is fouled. And she'll be at the line, or it'll be probably out of bounds on a reach-in foul. Yep. And the foul on Ellie Riggs, her first, team's fourth. Out of bounds for the Panthers. Luttrell, the trigger man, fires it back out front to Shelby Smith from the free throw line. Shelby shot no good. Going to put back. Good! Kelsey got the bucket, drew the foul. A chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. That makes it a 10-9 ball game. Going now with 6 points on the evening. And with just under 2 minutes to play in this opening quarter, Kelsey going could tie this thing up at 10. 6 foot junior hits it. She has 7. The game tied at 10. And Lady Redskins pull Allie Spinner out. And Michelle Alexander back in. Ball comes in to Nokomis. There's Riggs along the sideline and a blocking foul against Shelby Smith. Her second, team seventh, and Ellie Riggs will be at the line for the 1-1. And the Lady Redskins in the bonus here in the early going. Smith will come out of the game. Tori Sisson, a 5'9 junior, comes in for Coach Bob Allen. So a minute 58 to go, first quarter, game tied at 10. Ellie Riggs of Nokomis at the line to shoot the 1-1. Al's a 5'5 senior. Free throw good. She has 3, and the Skins lead 11-10. Riggs spins the ball. Looks at the hoop, puts it up and in. Ellie with 4 points. Skins lead 12-10. And the Redskins will put on a little pressure in the backcourt. Something that is very familiar to Redskin fans. Now the Purple Panthers get it into the front court. Jaeger back out front to Luttrell. Steph down the lane. Puts it up from 10. Good! Or Taylor Niehaus, I should say. Taylor Niehaus with her first bucket of the night. That ties it at 12. Redskins back on the attack. Here's a pass to Alexander. Double teamed in the corner. Back out front, a skip pass over the head of Nicky Finn and out of bounds. Turnover number 5 by the Redskins. There's McCaylin Ishmael back into the game. Going to replace Marina Dodson. As the Purple Panthers get the ball back with 92 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Game tied at 12. Here's Niehaus off on the wing. Jaeger wide open for the tray. It's off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound Kelsey going. It's knocked out of bounds by Nicky Finn of Nokomis. It'll belong to the Purple Panthers on the baseline. Trigger man will be Stephanie Luttrell, the senior, looking for the lob in. Gets it in underneath the Tori Sisson. Her shot no good. Going the rebound on the weak side. Puts it back and in. A 9-point first quarter for Kelsey Going. 14-12, Purple Panthers with the lead. 70 seconds to go first quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Alexander, 4-3 for the lead. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kelsey Going, who came down with the ball, jumped to pass it, but never did get rid of the ball and came back down and called for traveling. Turnover number 4 by Litchfield. So with 64 seconds to go in the opening quarter, Nokomis gets it back to go right underneath to Nicky Finn, who draws the foul and got the bucket. And the foul that time on Stephanie Luttrell. Her first, team's 8th. Count the basket by Finn. Her first of the night. Ties the game up, and Nicky Finn for the free throw, no good. Riggs the rebound. Blocked away! Blocked away by Kelsey Going. And now the Redskins try to steal it back. A tie up in the backcourt. Jump ball. And that's going to give the ball to the Purple Panthers. Here comes Kiana Bates, a 5'5 junior, into the lineup for Litchfield. She'll replace Stephanie Luttrell. So with less than a minute to go in the opening quarter, game tied at 14. Litchfield has the basketball as we wind down the first minute here in the opening quarter. Ball goes inside to Going, off of Kelsey's hands, right into the hands of Nokomis. Alexander down to Riggs. Ellie puts it off the glass and in. A heck of a move by Ellie Riggs. She's got 6. She kind of had to twist her body to prevent the block. And a 16-14 lead for Nokomis. Half minute to play. Purple Panthers with a basketball. Taylor Niehaus off the base. Lobs into Going. Kelsey puts it up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ishmael for Nokomis. 21 seconds to go. Skins have a 2-point advantage. First quarter action winding down. Here's a pass deflected. Picked up by Waterman. Back to Alexander. Down to 10 seconds. Alexander for Nokomis, spins to her left, comes back outside the arc with 5. Alexander to the corner, Waterman wide open for the bucket on the baseline, no good, Bates the rebound, and that's it. First quarter's in the books after 8 minutes of play here on opening night at Nokomis. It is Nokomis 16, Litchfield 14, back with second quarter action in 60 seconds.
UJ's Corner convenience stores at Litchfield and Nokomis have what you want when you want it. Get all your favorite ice-cold beverages, snacks, deli sandwiches, and a whole lot more. So when you're stocking up for the game or remember what you forgot, remember you can get it all at UJ's in Litchfield and Nokomis. Open 24 hours a day. Now that's convenience.
Tally Broadcasting, celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois. This is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.
Doctors Alan Shire and Arthur Curl in Litchfield wishes all athletes a safe and enjoyable season. No matter what sport, it's important to keep your teeth safe. Use a mouth guard. For better protection, follow the directions to have that mouth guard formed specifically for your teeth. This message from Drs. Alan Childs and Arthur Curl in Litchfield. Call 217-324-6223 or go to alanchilds.com.
At Westin Food Mart in Raymond, you can rent videos, pick up donuts, try the fresh pizza, get hamburgers, hot dogs, or fresh-made deli sandwiches. At Westin, you can fill your gas tank with Phillips 66 Gasolines, open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, or fill up 24 hours with your credit card at West End Food Mart in Raymond.
WSMI, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, the Lady Redskins inbound the basketball, and Michelle Alexander steps out of bounds on the sideline, so that's turnover number 7. Nokomis with a 2-point lead. Litchfield now with the basketball, second quarter action. As the Panthers trail by two, and here's a shot by Tori Sisson from the free throw line, but Tori shuffled her feet before she got the shot away, and she's called for traveling, and that's turnover number six by the Purple Panthers. The ball will go back to Nokomis. Skins lead by two. We're just underway second quarter action. Staunton at Hillsboro, game number two tonight, coming up right after this broadcast. There's Riggs at the top of the key. L around to the right side to Nikki Finn. Back out to Ishmael from 10. No good. Rebound Alexander. Puts it off the glass and in. Michelle Alexander with 7 points. 18-14 Nokomis. Back come the Purple Panthers. Nikki Finn of Nokomis. And off the bench comes Morgan Painter, one of the starters. She'll come back into the lineup, replacing Rachel Yeager for Coach Bob Allen and the Lady Panthers. 7:27 to go, first half. Panthers with the ball down by 4, 18-14. At the free throw line, Sisson feeds to going. Kelsey had it deflected away. Now has the ball stripped away. Alexander lifts the ball ahead to Lexi Waterman. It's out of bounds. Going to belong to Nokomis. As Kiana Bates had the ball come off her tootsie. Out of bounds off the Lady Panthers. It'll be Nokomis' ball on the baseline. And now Allie Spinner back in for Nokomis, replacing Nikki Finn. So the Skins will lob it in. Alexander to the right side to Waterman. And a illegal block called against Nokomis. That is against Allie Spinner. That's her second. Team's fifth. Turnover number eight by Nokomis. Purple Panthers with the ball. Here's Sisson. Backdoor going. Kelsey off the glass. Missed it, but she drew the foul. And Kelsey going will be at the line to shoot two for Litchfield. Now that time called against Michaelin Ishmael. Her first, team sixth for Nokomis. Going at the charity stripe. For the fourth time tonight, she's 3 out of 3 from the line. 9 points on the evening. Free throw is good. 10 points now for Kelsey going, and that cuts the Nokomis lead down to 3 at 18-15. A little over 7 minutes to go, first half. Next toss is nothing but net. 11 points for Kelsey going. And that makes it an 18-16 ball game. Nokomis with the lead in the ball. Here's Alexander. Back out front to Riggs. Top of the key. Ellie in between the circles. Bounce on the floor. Puts it on the floor once. Off to Michelle Alexander. Back around to the left side comes Michelle. Drives down and a blocking foul on Tori Sisson of Litchfield. Sisson gets her first, team's ninth, and the 1-1 for Michelle Alexander of Nokomis. Don't forget, you can get the podcast of all of our high school sporting events by going to our website, WSMIRadio.com, and you can download them for free. Shayla Grossenheider coming in for Litchfield, replacing Kelsey going. Shayla's a 5'11 junior. And Michelle Alexander at the charity stripe to shoot the 1-1 for Nokomis. Skins lead by 2, 18-16. Free throw good. Alexander with 8 points tonight. 19-16. Nokomis with a 3-point advantage. 6:47 to go in the first half. And the next toss from Alexander is nothing but net. 9 points for Michelle. And a 20-16 lead for Nokomis. Here come the Skins with pressure. Kiana Bates running the point out front. Gets it across midcourt, left sideline. Tries to go inside to Sisson and does. Torrey fires it back out front to Morgan Painter. Morgan around to the right side. Back out front to Taylor Niehaus. Around to Painter. Looks to the edge of the lane. Off to Grossenheider. Shayla dumps it back out front. A three from Niehaus doesn't go. Tip to the corner. Bates, quick turnaround. Good! Kiana Bates! A quick fadeaway shot. Goes in. She draws the foul. She'll be at the line. Four free throw on the foul that time on Lexi Waterman, her second, team seventh. Count the bucket. Bates with her first bucket tonight. Makes it a 20-18 ball game. And Kiana with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play could make it a one-point ball game. The lefty puts it up, no good. Rebound picked up off the floor and lost out of bounds. Last touch by Ellie Riggs. So the ball will belong to the Purple Panthers on their baseline. 6:20 to go in the first half. They'll put one player at each corner in the lane. Trigger man will be Painter into the corner to Grossenheider. Tries to give it to Bates, knocked back to Grossenheider. Feeds it off inside to Painter. Now off to Sisson. Her shot, no good. Loose, picked up by Sisson. She puts up the shot, missed everything. It's out of bounds, going to belong to the Lady Redskins. A 20-18 lead for Nokomis. 6:07 to go, first half. Skins inbound the basketball. Mitch, some pressure in the backcourt. Here's Riggs giving it back to Finn over her head. Picked off by Bates. Bates now has the ball knocked away by Alexander. So the teams trade turnovers. And the Purple Panthers will get the ball on the baseline. Comes out front to Niehaus. Taylor, a couple of dribbles. Fires it back to Painter. Morgan's open for the trade. Good! Painter hits her second three of the night. She's got six, and now the Purple Panthers back into the lead, 21-20. 5:45 to go, first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Alexander with it out front on the dribble. Guarded out front there by Taylor Niehaus. Now they've got a blocking foul. A foul, or did we have a violation of some sort? Well, the ball is going to be turned over to Litchfield. So the Purple Panthers have a one-point lead in the ball with 5.5 to go in this first half. Here's Bates at the top of the key. One dribble around to Painter. Right side, down on the baseline. They lob it in, and Ishmael steals the basketball for Nokomis. Back on the Lady Redskins, down by a point with 5:14 to go first half. Alexander at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense for Litchfield. Into the lane to Finn. Off the Riggs. Ellie off the glass and in. 8 points for Ellie Riggs. 22-21. Skins back into the lead by a point. Back come the Purple Panthers. Here's Painter. Morgan pivoting around. Back out front to Taylor Niehaus. Around to Bates. Left side of the key. Kiana fires it into going through her hands. Picked up by Allie Spinner of Nokomis. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Skins 22, Panthers 21. Nokomis with the ball and the lead. Here's Spinner, left side of the key, outside the arc, out front to Ishmael. Around to Alexander underneath to Nikki Finn, who spins it off the glass and in, and Finn draws a foul and a chance for the three-point play. Foul that time called against Kiana Bates, her first, team's 10th. Count the basket by Finn. She has four tonight and makes it 24-21 in favor of Nokomis. Ellie Riggs out and Marina Dodson back in for Nokomis. Meanwhile, Nikki Finn at the line, a chance for the old-style three-point play. And the free throw is no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Bates comes out with it for Litchfield, and there she goes. Deanna down the floor she goes and is bumped from behind by Nikki Finn. She picks up her first personal foul, 18th foul. Now Bates will be at the line for Litchfield to shoot the 1-1. Kiana with 2 points tonight. 4:25 to go, first half. Nokomis with a three-point lead, 24-21. At the 5'5 junior, Kiana Bates at the line. The free throw is up and no good. Bounces around a couple of times and finally a battle for it underneath. Marina Dodson had to go off her fingertips, so it's going to be Litchfield's ball on the baseline. Bates comes out. Stephanie Luttrell back in for Litchfield. Trigger man for the Lady Panthers on the baseline is Painter. Back to Luttrell. They give right back to Painter. Morgan for three. Good! The game is tied. Painter hits her third three of the night. And we're tied at 24. She's got nine. 4:10 to go, first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Allie Spinner out front to Dodson. She lost it and was tipped away, apparently. She went into the backcourt to get it. Now the Redskins throw the ball away. Picked off, a long pass down to Grossenheider. Layup by Shayla. Good! Grossenheider's first bucket tonight. And the Purple Panthers have regained the lead, and there's timeout on the floor. 3:54 to go in the first half. Litchfield 26. Nokomis 24, back with more right after this one message.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Allman Realty and Appraisal in Nokomis, Wendy's on the west side of Litchfield, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Randy Beidel, your country insurance agent in Bunker Hill, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, and by Rovi Farm and Sales in Farmersville, your GSI bin dealer.
WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Well, Carlinville coach Darren Deneve scouting in the gymnasium tonight. Of course, you'll see these teams at the Litchfield tournament next week. And we'll talk with Coach Deneve at halftime. of this ball game. It's a 26-24 lead for Litchfield. Nokomis with the ball, just under 4 minutes to go first half. Here's Alexander for Nokomis. Out front, Fishmill, McKaylin. Tries to feed off to Nicky Finn. The pass knocked away. Purple Panthers come up with it, but it's stolen right back, and now they feed right into the hands of Shayla Grossenhider. So the Litchfield Lady Panthers come up with it. Painter off to Grossenhider inside the lane, puts the ball on the floor, and immediately a swarm of white shirts hovers around her, and the ball is tied up. Jump ball. It's going to belong to Litchfield. A break for the Lady Panthers. As Painter will be the trigger man. Litchfield lines up in a stack right along the right side of the lane. The ball goes into the corner. Here's Luttrell for three. No good. Painter the putback. Good! Painter with 11 points tonight and a 28-24 Litchfield lead. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Nokomis with the ball down by four. Here's Alexander, top of the key. Fires it to the corner. Three-pointer blocked. Out of bounds. Allie Spinner was winding up for the three, and it got knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the Redskins. Waterman's back in, Riggs back in. Finn is out, and Dodson out for Nokomis. Allie Spinner will be the trigger man right along the sidelines for the Lady Redskins. Ball comes into Alexander, but first touch goes to Litchfield. And Morgan Painter is knocked out of play. So now the Redskins will inbound on the baseline. Ball comes into Riggs to give back to Alexander for three from the corner. Around and out, no good. Tipped a couple of times. Riggs comes out with it on the rebound. Out front to Alexander as the Skins reset. Michelle, right side, drives down to the baseline. Puts up a shot from a terrible angle. She got way down too low on the baseline. Picked up by Litchfield. They push it up the floor. Down the floor flies Taylor Niehaus. And she is fouled and will be at the line for the 1-1. Foul against Allie Spinner of Nokomis. It's going to be her third, team's ninth. Meanwhile, Taylor Niehaus at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Litchfield. First one good. He has three tonight. That makes it 29-24. That increases the Litchfield lead to a Nicholsworth. Spinner is out. Finn is back in for Nokomis. Painter is out. And it looks like Rachel Yeager back in for Litchfield. Next free throw by Niehaus. Nothing but net. She's got four. And the Lady Panthers lead by a half a dozen, 30-24. 2:40 to go first half. Alexander into the front court for the Lady Redskins. Michelle on the dribble. Across it comes to Waterman. Lexi, top of the key. Inside to Ishmael. Off the glass and in. McKaylin, who has her second bucket of the night. McKaylin with 4 points. 30-26. Litchfield with the lead. The ball and 2:20 to go. Second quarter. Here's a lob on a high-low pass down to Kelsey. Going blocked away by Ishmael. And the Purple Panthers turn it over, and here comes Waterman down the sideline, and Lexi's called for traveling. So the Redskins turn it right back over to the Purple Panthers. Turnover 13 by the Lady Redskins. Opening night, you're going to have a few of these miscues. Here's Yeager for Litchfield. Back across it goes to Luttrell, drives the baseline, puts it off the glass and in, and Steph gets her first bucket of the night, 32-26. Litchfield by a half a dozen with 107 seconds to go first half. Nokomis with the basketball. Alexander with it. Brings it back out front. Been a pretty good second quarter for the Lady Panthers. Here's Waterman. Back out front to Ishmael. To Nikki Finn down the lane. Off the Riggs. Ellie puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Niehaus for Litchfield. Runs into some traffic. Ball pops loose. Finn picks it up. He dropped to Alexander, now to Waterman. Layup no good. Rebound Niehaus for Litchfield. Minute 20 to go in the first half. Underneath Kelsey going for Litchfield. Off the glass and in. Good ball movement by the Lady Panthers. Going with a baker's dozen here in the first half. And now Litchfield increases its lead to 34-26. And the Redskins turn it over. Picked up by Litchfield. A pass to Yeager. Layup good. Rachel Yeager's first bucket tonight. And just like that, the Lady Panthers have increased the lead to 10 points with 50 seconds to go here in the first half. A flurry of scoring by Litchfield here in the last couple of minutes. Here's Nikki Finn. A turnaround shot in the lane is good for Nokomis, and she draws the foul. And the foul called against Kelsey Going, her first. Nikki Finn with the bucket now has 6 points. That makes it 36-28. The Redskins cut the lead down to 8, 41 seconds to go first half. And Nikki Finn with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Johnson is in for Nokomis. Ishmael out. And Finn at the charity stripe for Nokomis. Nikki's toss is around and out, no good. Kelsey Going, good job of blocking out. Gets the rebound. Out to Niehaus, top of the key as they come into the front court. Off to Jaeger, right side for three. Rachel shot, no good. She chases it down in the right corner. Gives it back out to Niehaus. Half a minute to play, first half. Niehaus lobs into Going in the lane. Oh, what a terrific move by Kelsey. She didn't get the bucket to fall, but she drew the foul. She'll be at the line for a couple. And she made a nice spin move underneath there. And Ellie Riggs draws the foul. Her second, team's tenth, two free throws for Kelsey Going of Litchfield. Kelsey, free throw good. She has 14 points. What a terrific half Kelsey Going has had here for the Lady Panthers, who increased their lead back to 37-28. And now, a little discussion going on at the scores table as, don't know if it's a situation on substitution that they're asking about. Perhaps as who the foul was called on. Nonetheless, free throw counted. Going's going to get a second attempt here for the Panthers. And a chance to put them back up by 10. And she cannot. A rebound pulled down by Ellie Riggs. 20 seconds to go, first half. Finn into the front court for Nokomis. Off to Alexander. Michelle to the left side. Has it deflected away. Picked up by Nikki Finn. Nikki with 10 seconds to go. Trapped out front, and now she's called for traveling. Good job defensively by Rachel Jaeger to force that turnover. By the Purple Panthers. Now Jaeger will inbound the ball to Niehaus with 6 seconds to go. Lobs under to Going. Kelsey at the buzzer. Puts it up. No good. Not quite at the buzzer. Still 2 seconds to go. But Going draws the foul. Dodson gets the foul for Nokomis. That's her first. And Kelsey Going at the charity stripe to shoot two. Free toss is up and good. She's got 15 points here in this first half tonight. And the Purple Panthers lead by 10 again, 38-28. And the next toss is no good. Rebound battled for. Lost out of bounds. And with 8-tenths of a second to go, Nokomis will get it back. Not much chance to do much of anything here. Just 8-tenths of a second to go. Ball comes into Waterman, and that's going to do it. So at halftime, after a strong second quarter, the Purple Panthers of Litchfield lead the Redskins of Nokomis by the count of 38-28. We'll take a halftime break, and we'll come back with more from Nokomis High School right after these messages.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubby Hole in Carlinville. Promote your business all over town with custom truck lettering and designs, or promote your event with a custom banner. We can create custom signs, banners, truck lettering, and magnetic signs using computerized vinyl lettering. The Cubby Hole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville, or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000 square foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, and more with financing available. Get your flooring now for the holidays. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop in just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn now offers a second location to help serve those in the Pawnee area. Harry's Pharmacy in Auburn and the new Carroll Street Pharmacy in Pawnee accepts most insurance prescription plans and offers competitive pricing. Stop in, let the pharmacist with over 50 years experience help you with your healthcare needs. In Auburn, call 438-6141 and in Pawnee, 625-7000.
This is Jim McKay from McKay Napa Auto Parts Stores. Right now we have Mobil 1 for $5.79 a quart. We have car starters at $44.99. Jumper cables. Now these are good jumper cables with actual copper in them for $19.49. Come to Napa and get the good stuff.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
You're listening to America's high school sports leader, WSMI.
Terry Toad back at Nokomis High School. We are at halftime of our first broadcast of the year in a 38-28 lead for the Lady Panthers of Litchfield. They outscored Nokomis 24-12 in that second quarter. Lady Redskins led by two at the end of the first quarter, and all of a sudden, Litchfield got their shooting straightened out, went to the free throw line several times in that quarter, and forced a lot of turnovers against the Lady Redskins in that second quarter, and builds up a 10-point lead here, 38-28. Darren DeNeve, the coach of Carlinville's girls basketball team, has joined us here at halftime, and it's a whole new look for your ball club, isn't it?
It is. We're going to have several new faces. Many fans will probably only recognize two of our girls at the start of the season, but we're looking forward to it. It's kind of a whole new group. It gives us a chance to really try to teach as much as we can, and I think it's going to be fun. I think we're going to get better as the year goes along, and that's really what it's about.
Maybe Jenna Wernting and Katie Kirk, the two most familiar?
Yes. Jenna obviously has been a starter for us the last 2 years. Left-handed point guard, very quick, good defender. And Katie Kirk has been a backup post player for us the last couple years. Now has a chance to start. And, you know, Katie probably would have played a lot more minutes for a lot of other teams, but you know, she was playing behind Elizabeth Kelly and Kelsey Card, two Division I caliber athletes, and so we expect really a good season from Katie.
And how's Kelsey Card getting along these days? I know she's done for the season as far as basketball is concerned.
She's in my statistics class, and she's walking around a lot better. Yeah. Says she feels better, and it's kind of a strange injury, but I don't pretend to know all the details, but I do know that she's feeling better.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Of course, you're into the Litchfield tournament to start things off against these two teams in a round-robin affair, and I guess Athens is the other team this year. Mm-hmm. And here in this first half, it's been a story of two different quarters, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Nokomis came out and won the first quarter, was able to handle the pressure, was able to get some shots in transition, and then Litchfield in the second quarter obviously really, you know, scored in bunches, as they've always been able to do. So you got to make sure when you play Litchfield that you get back on defense and don't allow them to do that, but that's a trick that's not always easy to accomplish. You got to make sure you handle the ball.
Coaches end up using a couple of timeouts when they play Litchfield, try to stop some of those runs that Litchfield traditionally gets into.
Absolutely, and Bob always has them running and gunning, and it's like I said, it's easy to decide what you need to do to succeed, but to actually accomplish those tasks is not that easy. And so you got to just make sure you get back on defense, handle the basketball, get good shots.
Well, as we take a look at girls basketball across the midsection of the state, and in particular in our listing area, I certainly think that if you go from Painted to Hillsboro to Litchfield and cut across and keep going west, we're going to have a heck of a lot of good basketball teams around here this year.
I think so, and I think it'll be some names of some girls that maybe you're not used to hearing, too. Hillsboro graduated several girls from their sectional championship. They made it to the sectional championship. But by the same token, they had a tremendous JV team. Pena has a very good nucleus coming back, including Allison Allen, who's one of the better post players around. Litchfield has a lot of girls with experience. You can never count out on our half of the conference, Southwestern. And Kristen Bowman, their point guard, might be the best returning player in the area that I can think of.
And Kristen's going to be one of those players just nice and steady, just like Steve Woolley likes him.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm always amazed how much one on-ball defender can kind of dictate the entire game. And I think maybe that might be true more in girls' basketball than it is in boys' basketball. We were just talking about that in the bleachers. J.R. Budaris of Pena is up there scouting with me. And, you know, Kristen Bowman can control the game all by herself, just with her defense, in kind of the same way you'll remember Emily Moore did it for Southwestern not too long ago. And so, you know, Steve will have them playing, and they'll be hard to score on. And we'll be fortunate if we get a chance to beat them.
And I know we're just at the very beginning of the year, Darren, but, you know, as I look ahead, kind of dreaming ahead to the Macoupin County Tournament here in January, I think this thing's going to be wide open, man. This is going to be a wild and woolly affair.
I think the Macoupin County will be very competitive. I look at Staunton and know that they have a lot of good girls coming back, including some post players. We mentioned Southwestern. It'll be curious.
North Mac,
It'll be curious to see how North Mac comes together as a group. If I'm not mistaken, almost all of Mount Olive's girls are back. Anyway, I think it'll be a wide open deal in the county, and hopefully we'll be able to figure out a way to get some wins by then.
Coach Darren Deneve of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers doing a little scouting tonight in this game between Litchfield and Nokomis. Litchfield with a 10-point lead here at the half, 38-28. D, thanks so much for stopping by.
Appreciate you having me on, Terry.
And we'll come back with more from Nokomis in just a moment.
Over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house we go. The holiday table is set with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Prairie Farms butter on the vegetables and homemade rolls. Pumpkin pie topped with Prairie Farms whipping cream. And to drink, farmer-owned Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdun. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdun.
Hillsborough Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsborough Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsborough. Call 532-6751.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yo, tow truck!
I need to get to Brian's Auto in Litchfield for a Jasper engine.
Hey, by the way, the car won't start. Call Brian's, would you? 324-6837.
Call Brian's Auto and 23-hour towing in Litchfield. 324-6837. Over 30 years of experience for your towing and repairs.
High school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Wide Variety Store in Caufine, Gina Gachardo, CPA in Gillespie, Harpole and White Appraisal Service in Hillsboro, and by the Brown Insurance Agency, your Erie Insurance Agency in Hillsboro and Harville.
This is Greg with Sloan Implement Company. Now that harvest is complete, it's time to visit with us to plan your equipment needs for next year. We have everything you need to upgrade or replace your equipment so you are more productive for 2011. Be sure to stop in and see us at Sloan Implement in Carlinville or Vandalia for all your equipment needs.
WSMI, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Here we go with second half action. A 10-point lead for Litchfield. Nokomis inbounds the basketball as Nikki Finn gets the ball into Michelle Alexander. Lexi Waterman's in there along with Allie Spinner and Ellie Riggs. The ball goes into Finn and she's tied up immediately. Jump ball. And this is going to give the ball back to the Litchfield Lady Panthers. We'll have Kelsey going out there along with Shelby Smith, Rachel Yeager, Whitney Anglin, and Morgan Painter. So the starters are back in for Litchfield. Panthers with a 10-point lead. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Nikki Finn of Nokomis. So the Lady Panthers will inbound the ball on the sidelines. Game number two tonight, Staunton at Hillsboro. It comes up right after this game here on FM 106. Tim Mize with the call. Into the corner. Painter gives the ball back out front to Anglin. Top of the key now to Smith. Shelby called for steps. Turnover number 12 by the Lady Panthers. 38-28, Litchfield with the lead. Nokomis gets the ball back. We're half minute into the third period. Here's Nicky Finn, a long pass into the front court. Alexander fakes the three, left side, drives the baseline, gets cut off there and bangs the ball off the legs of Kelsey Going of Litchfield. So the ball will be inbounded by Nokomis on the baseline. As Alexander, the trigger man, is going to fire way out front to Waterman. Back to the corner to Finn. Nicky for the three. It's around and out, no good. Going the rebound. Quick outlet pass to Yeager. Here comes Rachel on the fly for the layup. Missed it. Rebound by Shelby Smith is good. Smith's first bucket tonight. 40-28. Purple Panthers by a dozen. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Alexander steps across the midcourt stripe, spins to her right. Down the lane she goes, and a foul called against Litchfield. This will be called against Whitney Anglin. That's going to be her first, or her third, team's first. And quickly off the bench is Taylor Niehaus, the 5'6 sophomore, and she'll come in for Anglin, the 5'6 junior. Tom Allen has some depth on that bench, and he uses it. It's going to be a fun Litchfield team to watch this year. Here's a three-pointer from Lexi Waterman. Nokomis, no good. Going the rebound out to Yeager. Quickly into the front court. Rachel takes the ball to the hole and a blocking foul against Nicky Finn. And Yeager will be at the line to shoot two. Finn will get her second personal foul, first team foul. And Rachel Yeager will step to the charity stripe and get a couple of free ones. It's a 40-28 lead for Litchfield. And Rachel Yeager at the line. She has 2 points on the game tonight on a field goal. This is the first free throw attempt. And the second toss from Rachel. This one is right on the money. So she has 3 points, and it's a 13-point advantage for Litchfield, 41-28. 6:40 to go, third quarter. There's Waterman. Back to Alexander, left sidelines. Out front to Riggs for Nokomis. Ellie puts it on the floor. Gives it off to Alexander. Michelle looks for a cutter across the lane. Instead goes to Nicky Finn, right side. Back out front to Riggs, knocked away. Ellie chases it down out near the midcourt stripe and a long pass to the left corner. Underneath the Waterman with the left hand, no good. Then the rebound foul from behind by Kelsey Going. Kelsey gets her second, team second, out of bounds for Nokomis on the baseline. 6:17 to go, third quarter. Litchfield 41, Nokomis 28. Skins led by two at the end of the first quarter. We're outscored 24-12 in that second quarter. Trail 41-28 as Nokomis has the ball here in the third quarter. A three from Alexander. Good! Michelle Alexander hits the tray. Her second of the night. She's got a dozen. 41-31. Panthers by 10. Here's Painter losing the basketball for Litchfield. Alexander all the way down the lane, puts it up, missed it. Altered her shot because of the defense played by Shelby Smith. Rachel Yeager with it for Litchfield. Off on the wing to Painter in the lane. Two going off the glass and in. What a terrific pass and a nice finish by Kelsey Going. She's got 17. 43-31, a 12-point advantage for Litchfield. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Alexander for the Lady Redskins. Out front to Ellie Riggs. L. Off to Waterman. Left corner. Lexi drives the lane. Dumps it back out front to Alexander. 17-footer. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Shelby Smith with a head of steam. Feeds across to Taylor Niehaus, who banks it off the glass and in. Niehaus with six. And now it's a 14-point advantage in this game, quickly getting away from the Lady Redskins. The Purple Panthers putting on a clinic here, getting the ball down the floor quickly. 5:07 to go, third quarter, your score. Litchfield 45, Nokomis 31. Back with more right after this message.
Now is the time to invest in your home or business with Newhouse GeoComfort Geothermal Heating and Cooling. Qualified homeowners get a 30% tax credit on the installation of a GeoComfort system. Call Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-324-2818 for more information on a GeoComfort system. Live comfortably.
This is WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Barry Toad back at Nokomis High School. Tom Williams producing our broadcast tonight. Tim Mize will be along with the Staunton Hillsboro call right after this game. Nokomis will inbound the basketball in the backcourt, trailing 45-31. as Lexi Waterman will bring the ball into the front court for Nokomis. Around to the left side of the key to Alexander. Top of the key to Ishmael. McKaylin, bounce pass back to Alexander. Back door to Riggs. The ball knocked out of bounds by Shelby Smith of Litchfield. And the ball will be inbounded by Alexander on the baseline for Nokomis. Michelle looks, comes into Waterman. Lexi inside the lane, feeds back out on the wing to Allie Spinner. Spinner double-teamed out in the coffin corner, gets the ball to Ishmael across to Waterman from 10 feet. The shot doesn't go, and now we've got a pushing foul underneath. It's going to be out of bounds for Litchfield. I think Ellie Riggs is going to be called for the push. Ellie gets her third personal. That is the Nokomis second team foul this half. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Litchfield with a 45-31 lead. Purple Panthers with a basketball. Here's Niehaus. The Jaeger skip pass back across to the right side. Painter open for the tray. Around and out, no good. Tipped around. Who's got it? Allie Spinner for Nokomis. Out to Alexander. Michelle into the front court. 4:20 to go, third period. Skins with the ball, trail by 14. Into the edge of the lane to Ishmael. Quick turnaround shot, no good. The put back by Alexander is no good as she ends up on her rear end. She was fouled, and she'll be at the line to shoot two. Now that time is on Taylor Niehaus of Litchfield. Her first, team's third. And two free ones for Michelle Alexander of Nokomis. Free throw is good by Michelle. She's got a baker's dozen. Makes it 45-32. Cuts the Litchfield lead down to a baker's dozen. Ellie Riggs out. Marina Dodson in for Nokomis. And it looks like Taylor Niehaus out. And who has come back in? Whitney Anglin. Yep, she's back in. Here's a free throw good by Alexander for Nokomis. 14 points for Michelle. 45-33. A 12-point lead for Litchfield. Jaeger. For the Lady Panthers, lobs into Kelsey going, who grabs and spanks it off the glass and in a terrific pass and a nice finish again by Kelsey going. She's got 19 tonight, 47-33. Panthers by 16 points, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Waterman getting the pass, cutting down the left side of the lane, gets tied up. Ball knocked out of bounds and it's going to belong to Nokomis. Waterman is out, Nikki Finn back in for Nokomis. And off the bench, Stephanie Luttrell. She'll be waiting to come back in here in just a moment. And a steal by Jaeger. Wide open. Rachel in for the layup and gets the easy bucket. 5 points for Rachel Jaeger. 49-33 as the Panthers continue to pull away from the Lady Redskins. A 16-point advantage for Litchfield. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Nikki Finn driving down the lane. Her shot rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound, Purple Panthers. Quickly down the floor to Shelby Smith. Layup, good! Shelby Smith with four. Boy, do the Panthers fly down the floor. Wow! 51-33, an 18-point advantage for Litchfield. They giddy up and they go. Lady Redskins with the basketball. 3:08 to go, third quarter. Here's Dodson with it. Off to the right side to Nikki Finn. Finn lobs in, down in the low block. To Ishmael, back to Finn, shot blocked away, picked up by Finn out near midcourt. Nikki pulls up on the dribble. Off on the wing to Ellie Spinner, her pass inside, taken away by Litchfield, and now the Panthers throw it out of bounds as they try to hit Jaeger on an outlet pass. With the team's trade turnovers, Nokomis will get it back. Jaeger is out, and Painter out. Steph Luttrell and Nevins is in. Amanda Nevins, the freshman. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Litchfield 51, Nokomis 33. Middle two quarters have belonged to the Purple Panthers tonight. Here's Ishmael with the ball near the free throw line. Gives it back out to Allie Spinner. Off to Michelle Alexander. Michelle, left corner, driving the baseline, and now a pushing foul called against Stephanie Luttrell. Steph gets her second, team's fourth, out of bounds for Nokomis. Here comes Taylor Niehaus back in. She's going to replace Whitney Anglin, the 5'6 junior. Bobby Allen, the coach of the Purple Panthers, has a huge smile on his face as Anglin comes to the bench. Now the pass deflected, and the Redskins turn it over. It's going to belong to Litchfield. Finn is out, and Lexi Waterman back in for Nokomis. Meanwhile, Litchfield has a 51-33 lead and the basketball. A little over 2 minutes to go, third quarter, into Smith. Across it comes to Amanda Nevins, and Nevins spinning around, pivoting around in the lane, draws the foul. Didn't get the bucket to go, but she'll get a couple of free throws. Foul that time on Dodson for Nokomis, her second, team's third. And Amanda Nevins, the freshman at the line to shoot two, free throw good. 52-33. Panthers by 19. Nevins trying to make it a 20-point advantage for Litchfield, and she does. 53-33. Back come the Lady Redskins. Here's Alexander off on the wing to Waterman. Lexi drives the lane. Out to Allie Spinner. Back to Waterman at the point. 2 minutes to go. Third quarter, 20-point lead for Litchfield. Nokomis with the ball. Alexander into Ishmael. A quick turnaround shot, no good. Dodson the putback, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Kelsey Going of Litchfield. Niehaus into the front court for the Panthers. Off to Shelby Smith. Across to Luttrell. Down to Going. Puts it up. Foul by Ishmael. McKaylin Ishmael draws gets her second personal foul, fourth team foul, and two free throws coming up for Kelsey Going. 19 points tonight for Kelsey. Free throw up, free throw good. Now 20 points, and the Panthers lead by 21, 54-33. 95 seconds to go, third quarter. And the next toss, this one is right in. 21 points for Kelsey Going, 55-33. A 22-point advantage for the Purple Panthers. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Nokomis with a basketball. Alexander with it around to the right side to Lexi Waterman. Waterman drives in, lost the handle on the ball, and we're going to have a reach-in foul against Litchfield. This could be on Nevin. Yep. Amanda's going to get her third, team's fifth, out of bounds for the Redskins. With the 81 seconds remaining, third quarter. Alexander into the left corner. Waterman open for three, no good. Loose on the floor, in the lane, big scramble, tie-up, jump ball. Going to belong to the Lady Redskins. There comes Painter back in for Litchfield, replacing Amanda Nevins. And the ball will be inbounded by the Skins on the baseline. Ball comes back out to Spinner. Allie around to Waterman into the corner. Alexander for three, no good. Rebound Kelsey Going. Outlet pass. Ahead to Painter. Free throw line. Off to Smith. Back to Painter. And now a foul called on Allie Spinner of Nokomis. Well, I think they're going to give this to Alexander. It's going to be her second, team's fifth. Out of bounds for Litchfield. Panthers inbounded, get it back in the corner to Painter for three, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds, going to belong to the Panthers. Knocked out by Waterman. A minute to play, third quarter. Litchfield leading by 22 points, 55-33. Panthers to inbound, comes back out front to Luttrell. Painter for three from the right side, good! Nothing but net. Painter now with 14 points. She has four trays on the night. 58-33, Litchfield with the lead. Nokomis with the ball, 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Waterman, left side, Lexi. Fires it back out to Spinner. Allie looks inside, nobody there. Back to the left corner to Alexander underneath for Dodson. Knocked out of bounds. And the ball belongs to Nokomis. Spinner the trigger man with a half minute to play. Comes in, or Alexander the trigger man comes into Spinner. And the ball knocked away. Now knocked back into play. As it looked like it might have been out of bounds. Panthers get it. They feed off underneath to Taylor Niehaus, who lays it up and in with the left hand. Niehaus with 8 points. 60-33 as the Panthers run away with it here in the third quarter. 10 seconds to go. Here's Nokomis with the basketball. Spinner underneath for Ishmael. Turnaround shot. Good, Ishmael. Just before the buzzer sounds and after three quarters of play here at Nokomis, your score. Litchfield 60, Nokomis 35. Back with more in 60 seconds.
Madison Communications has you covered on Blues Hockey, the Big Ten, and the Big 12 with overflow game broadcasts now being offered on channels 26 and/or 8. Why pay for an additional sports package when Madison gives you the popular games you're looking for, plus live local high school sports playoffs? To order Madison Cable today, just call 1-800-422-4848.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pena, and Greenville.
Hi, this is Big Ed Wernstein. It's a beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carnarvonville. The best in TV technology by Sony, Samsung, and LG. We have the new 3D televisions, LCD, and LED TVs. And we can compare price to the national chains, but we'll take care of you. See Wernstein's for your TV needs. Litchfield and Carnarvonville.
You're listening to WSMI, America's high school sports leader.
Well, here we go, boys and girls. Fourth quarter action. Litchfield with the basketball, holding on to a 60-35 lead. The ball knocked out of bounds by Nokomis, so the Panthers will get it on the baseline. Purple Panthers have outscored Nokomis 46-19 in the middle two quarters. Unbelievable. Panthers with the basketball. Out front to Painter. Tip back to Anglin. Back around to the near side. Yeager is going to pop the three ball. Good! Rachel Yeager! Gets a tray. She's got eight on the night, 63-35. And the Purple Panthers have put on a strong showing here from the second quarter on. 7.5 to go in this game. Nokomis with the basketball. Comes out front to Ellie Riggs. Riggs at the top of the key. Back out to Michelle Alexander as the Redskins reset. These two teams are going to meet again next week at the Litchfield Tournament. There's Dodson at the top of the key. Her pass deflected, picked up by Alexander, goes back door to Finn, but it's knocked out of bounds on a nice defensive play by Rachel Yeager, who came slashing down the lane. And the Redskins will get it on the baseline out of bounds, trailing 63-35. A little over 7 minutes to go in this contest. Staunton Hillsborough coming up next here on FM 106. There's Riggs on the baseline, driving in, puts it up over her shoulder, no good. Rebound, Kelsey going. Boy, how many times have I said that tonight? Here's Shelby Smith. Into the corner, Yeager for three, around and out, no good. Ball tipped out by Anglin. And she'll bring it back out front for the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. Picks up her dribble, out to Yeager. Skip pass back to the left side to Painter. Back to Anglin at the point. Feeds off to Smith, knocked away. Loose at midcourt, into the backcourt. Picked up by Allie Spinner of Nokomis, who goes in for the layup and gets it. Spinner with 3 points tonight. Panthers did not have a turnover in that third quarter. Lead 63-37, have the basketball. That was their first turnover in the second half. Here's Painter for three, around and out, no good. Rebound Riggs. Riggs is going to push it up the floor for Nokomis, now slows it up. Gives the ball off to Spinner, back out front to Alexander, 6:10 to go in the contest. Back to the right side. Spinner underneath, Riggs wide open, Ellie with a nice shot. He's got 10 tonight. 63-39. Litchfield with the lead, the ball, and 6 minutes to go in the game. Anglin, a long pass down the lane to going. Kelsey gets it. He gets it to fall. She'll be at the line for a three-point play. Kelsey going with 23 points. Makes it a 65-39 game. And she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul that time. On Alexander, or on Dodson, rather. That's going to be her fourth. Team's sixth. Dodson is out. And the Skins have Finn, Ishmael, Riggs, Waterman, and Alexander out there. Meanwhile, Kelsey going at the line for the three-point play. No good. Rebound by Ishmael for Nokomis. Skins trail 65-39, 5:45 to go in this game. Here's Waterman into the front quarter. Pass fails into the stands. Turnover number 20 by Nokomis. Purple Panthers had 5 turnovers in the first quarter. 9 turnovers in the second quarter. 1 here in the second half. 65-39 is the Litchfield lead. Here's Shelby Smith. Call for double dribble. She Started to turn to her right and came back to her left. Turnover number 16. She apparently used both hands, trying to reverse direction. Meanwhile, Nokomis gets the ball back. There's Alexander, way out on the left wing for the Redskins. Back out front to L.A. Riggs, 5:20 to go in the contest. Skins trail, 65-39. Ishmael, double-teamed out on the baseline. Stripped away by Painter. Outlet pass to Rogers. That's Brianna Rogers, a 5'6 junior. She drives down, tries to feed off to going, and the ball goes right through her hand. Picked up by Lexi Waterman, who drives in for the layup and draws the foul. Foul that time is going to be on Anglin. That's going to be her fourth, team sixth. And Lexi Waterman at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. Waterman has not scored in the contest tonight for Nokomis. And looks like Anglin. Oh, that's going to be her fifth. Okay. That's the fifth personal foul for Litchfield. Whitney Anglin, so she's out of the contest. Amanda Nevins will come back in. It is indeed the sixth team foul. Meanwhile, Waterman gets a couple of free throws. Hits the first one, and that's Lexi's first point tonight, 65-40. As Litchfield has a 25-point advantage, 5:02 to go in this game. Next toss is around and out, no good. Rebound by Shelby Smith for Litchfield. Smith into the front court. Down the lane, takes the ball to the hole, lays it up and missed it. And the rebound tipped to the corner, picked up by Michelle Alexander. Here come the Redskins. Into the front court, a long pass to Riggs. Back out to Alexander. Michelle backs it back outside the arc. Drives left, cuts back right, down the lane. Has it stripped away. An outlet pass down to Shelby Smith. Left-handed layup, good. Smith has a half a dozen points, 67-40. Litchfield has a 27-point advantage. 4.5 to play in the ball game. Nokomis with the ball. Waterman off to the right side to Nikki Finn. Nikki has it knocked away. Picked there by Painter. Down the lane to Going. Kelsey lays it up and in. Kelsey Going, 25 points tonight. Got over a third of the Purple Panther point, 69-40, Litchfield's lead. Nokomis with the ball, 4 minutes to go in this game. Here's Finn off on the right side. Out front to Ishmael. What do you want to bet when these two teams meet next week? The score is going to be a lot different. Maybe not a win for Nokomis, but it'll probably be a little closer. As Nokomis, no doubt, will make some adjustments. And several substitutions on both sides of the court. We'll catch up to them here in a moment. Litchfield leading 69-40. As the Panthers will inbound the ball, Shayla Grossenheider will get the ball into Kiana Bates. Brianna Rogers in there, along with Tori Sisson. And Shelby Smith still in there for Litchfield. Here's Rogers, back out to Bates, top of the key, around to Smith. Shelby's going to pop the three ball, no good. Bates is going to chase it down and bring it back out front for Litchfield. 3.5 to go in the game. Panthers cruising along with a 69-40 lead. Here's Rogers stepping in. She's called for traveling. Ball will go back to the Lady Redskins. Skins have Waterman, Alexander. Let's see who else is in there. Riggs is in there. Allie Spinner. And McLean is in there now. Here's Alexander, a three from the corner. No good. As Angelique McLean, a freshman, is into the lineup for Nokomis. There's a shot, no good by Bates. A put back good by Grossenheider. Shayla with 4 points tonight. 71-40 is the Litchfield lead. 3 minutes to go in the contest. Nokomis with a basketball around to McLean on the right side. Her ball pass knocked out of bounds by Shelby Smith of Litchfield. And the Skins will inbound right in front of their own bench. There's Waterman out front. Around to McLean. Bounce pass to Alexander, left corner. Tries to go inside to Riggs. Ellie drives and draws the foul. And Riggs will be at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. And that foul called against Tori Sisson of Litchfield. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Litchfield. Meanwhile, Ellie Riggs at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. Bowling's free throw good. She's got 11 tonight. That makes it 71-41. 2:39 to go in this game. And the next toss is right on the money. Ellie has a dozen points for Nokomis. 71-42. Litchfield with the lead and the basketball. So it's going to be a good start for the Purple Panthers here in 2010-2011. Here's Rogers. A bang shot off the glass for the left side is good. Rogers' first bucket of the night. She's a 5'6 junior. 73-42 is the Purple Panther lead. 2:18 to go in the game. Waterman left side to the edge of the lane. Out front to Spinner. Allie takes a look. Drives down the right side of the lane. Into the corner to McLean. Quick shot. Somebody may have gotten a hand on it. She follows it up. Puts it off the glass and in. McLean with her first bucket of the night. That makes it 73-44. Back come the Purple Panthers with less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Rogers out front to Bates. Around to Smith. Looks inside to Sisson. Torrey grabs, turns, shoots, and is called for traveling. Turnover number 19 by Litchfield. Stephanie Luttrell in for Shelby Smith for the Purple Panthers. Well, the Redskins got out of the gate pretty good. Led 16-14, and from that point on, from the second quarter on, has been all Purple Panthers. Panthers has a 73-44 lead. 90 seconds to go in the game. Nokomis with the ball. Waterman, nice move in the lane. Gets a six-footer. He has 3 points tonight. A nice feed from Ellie Riggs that time. 73-46, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. 80 seconds to go. Bates into the front court. Into the corner to Luttrell. Stephanie. Driven out of bounds, and the ball is deflected away. Riggs picks it up, gives it to Allie Spinner. Spinner into the front court. Back out front, around to the left side. Waterman for three. It's short. Lexi had it, lost it. Now scrambles for it, dives on the floor to get it back. Can't come up with it. Bates has it, feeds ahead to Rogers, who puts it up and in. Brianna Rogers with four. 75-46. Litchfield with the lead. Nokomis with the ball, 45 seconds to go in the ball game, and Waterman called for traveling. And let's see, Nikki Finn back into the lineup for Nokomis. She'll replace Lexi Waterman. Meanwhile, the Purple Panthers will inbound the basketball. Bates feeds out front to Sisson. The ball knocked around, picked up by Alexander. Here comes Michelle in for the left-handed layup, and she gets it. Alexander with 16 points tonight. 75-48, half a minute to play. Litchfield with the lead in the ball. Bates into the front court. Sideline to Rogers. Brianna from on top of the three-point line. Good! Rogers with seven. 78-48, back to a 30-point advantage now for the Purple Panthers with 8 seconds to go in the game. Here's shot out front by Spinner, no good, and that's it. Your final tonight, Litchfield 78, Nokomis 48. Back with a wrap in just a moment.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois. Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
This is Dennis Yokley with Roger Jennings. The beautiful fall season begins, along with those cool evenings, pleasant days, high school football, and harvest. We all know preparation is the key to success. New, used, service, or parts for any make or model, Roger Jennings continues to improve training and facilities to meet your needs.
We got a couple more to go, Terry.
JF Benty Sons, your area Shell oil jobbers. Call 854-3164 or stop by 443 West Main for all of your propane home heating needs or auto service repair work and tires. Or visit Benty Shell Food Marts in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Brighton, Girard, Farmersville, Raymond, or Carlinville and get high-quality Shell gasoline and grab some snacks and drinks for the game.
Now's the perfect time to make a few home improvements. Bank and Trust Company can help you with the home equity line of credit. It's as easy to use as writing a check, and it provides you with the funds you need to get your home exactly where you want it. Questions? Just call Bank and Trust Company at 324-3935. Member FDIC.
Fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
WSMI, WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Well, a big night for the Purple Panthers of Litchfield. They win this one 78-48 over the Lady Redskins of Nokomis. Bob Allen, the coach of the Purple Panthers. Once the Panthers got rolling there in the second quarter, they didn't let up, did they?
No, they didn't at all. I mean, I look up at the score, and it's 24-21 Nokomis, and next time I look up, we're up 10 at half, and it just and it just kept rolling from there. They got a little come to Jesus meeting at halftime because of the way we played defense in the first half. But
oh, you played defense in the first quarter?
We tried.
We tried.
Yeah,
okay.
We showed up anyway. And, you know, it's tough when you have as much foul trouble as you had and everything else. Yeah. But I tell you what, we did find out that our team is pretty deep. And everybody out there knows what we're going to do offensively. So it's not a surprise to anybody coming in the game that we're going to pressure you a little bit and try to push the ball down the floor. And a lot of nice passes and a lot of good layups. And when you got Kelsey going out there, when all you have to do is throw the ball into her and let her do her thing, it helps a lot.
Well, we've had some really good teams over the years, some great shooting teams. But I think this might be your best shooting team you've ever had. This team can put the ball in the hole.
Yeah, we've got a couple real good three-point shooters, and then you have the inside game that you have, and you hope to shoot a high percentage from the inside anyway. But and if I can keep Shelby on the floor for more than 4 or 5 minutes in one game, it'll help a lot too. She's a lot better than the way she played tonight. But again, I just got to praise my bench because I played 11 people in the first half, and all 11 played well, especially the little sophomore Taylor Niehaus came in and kind of put a handle on Michelle Alexander, who was killing us, and it really helped out a lot.
And I tell you what, this Amanda Nevins, the freshman, boy, is she a ball player.
Yes, she is. She's actually a really good ball player. She had the same trouble Whitney had tonight to get out the floor and was smacking everybody around. But, you know, if we can, we need to cut down. You know, there's some things we need to tweak over the next week before the tournament starts. And as long as we can cut down on turnovers a little bit and cut down on the fouling, and we'll be all right. The fact that we had as bad as first quarter as we did, which we scored 19 points, but you know, in our eyes, we didn't play really well, and then still end up with 78, and I'll take that any night.
And the kids get tired of playing against each other because you know what's coming, and when you set the plays and set the defense, they wanted to play a ball game. And yes, you're going to have some mistakes on opening night, and everybody goes through that. But it's finally good to get a game under your belt.
And boy, did they! The last couple practices, this has been like pulling teeth to get them to do anything because you could just tell they were ready to play, and they were just practicing like, oh, please let a game come because this is just getting ridiculous. You know, now we got a whole another week of practice before the tournament starts. And once that gets going, you know, they only have to practice 2 or 3 times a week, so they'll be happy with that.
Bob, good to see you, my friend. It looks like you're doing well.
Feel good.
That's good.
Feel good, so that's good. Yeah,
that's
thank
good.
You very much.
Okay, Bob Allen, the coach of the Purple Panthers, who come away with a 30-point win here on opening night over the Lady Redskins, 78-48, very quickly scoring. Michelle Alexander had 16 points. for the Redskins. 3 from Allie Spinner, a dozen from Ellie Riggs, 6 from Nikki Finn, 6 from Ishmael, 3 from Waterman. McLean had 2. Quarters of 16, 12, 7, and 13 for Nokomis. They finished the night 10 of 16 from the charity stripe and had 23 turnovers. For Litchfield, 21 turnovers in the game, 7 points from Rogers, 8 from Yeager, 14 from Painter, 2 from Bates, 25 from Going, 2 from Nevin, 6 from Smith, Grossenheider 4, 2 from Luttrell, 8 from Niehaus, and quarters of 14, 24, 22, and 18. Panthers were 14 of 22 from the charity stripes. So Litchfield out of the gate early. They're 1-0. Nokomis 0-1, and these two teams again will meet next week at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. I think these two teams will meet on a week from Friday night. They will meet on the Friday night session at the Litchfield Girls Thanksgiving Tournament. But we'll talk to Bob Allen on the sports show Saturday morning about that beginning at 9:05. We've got more basketball coming up. It is Staunton at Hillsboro, game number 2 in our opening night doubleheader. We want to thank our friends here at Nokomis for the hospitality. Of course, our sponsors, Tom Williams produced our broadcast. Tim Mize is standing by. He's got game number 2 coming up, Staunton and Hillsboro. But first things first, we'll take care of a little business. I'm Terry Totes, along from Nokomis.